His Shagun stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. A story by Ruth Epstein out of the Republican American. The Sharon Finance Board has sent the budget to town meeting, hearing some concerns, but none that caused them to revise any of the numbers. The Sharon Board of Finance members agreed to send the proposed town and education budgets to a town meeting. It came at a meeting on Friday that followed the budget hearing. Quote, I didn't hear anything that would make me change the budgets, end quote, Interim Chairman Tom Bartram told colleagues who all agreed. They said some of the suggestions made would be passed on to selectmen for their consideration. Resident Art Walters asked how contributions to nonprofits are determined. Colley said generally the representatives reach out to seek grants. Walters said he's on a committee that's working to raise money to redo the baseball field at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in memory of Ed Kirby, the former principal, coach, and Region 1 assistant superintendent who passed away in February. Walters said it would be fitting for the town to make a contribution since Kirby was a Sharon resident. The Warner Theater has canceled a one-person play about a transgender real-life experience in Nazi Germany after a storm of comments on the Warner's Facebook page criticized the casting of a non-transgender actor in the role. I Am My Own Wife, which won the 2004 Pulitzer Prize for Drama and Tony Award for Best Play, was scheduled to be performed at the Warner from May 14th through May 22nd. The theater will refund tickets through their box office at warnertheater.org. Quoting here, sometimes it takes outside voices to make us look inward at the values we hold as an organization, end quote. That's what the theater posted in a statement on their Facebook page. Quoting again, we have learned and appreciate the voices calling us in and educating us on the issues of casting a man in I Am My Own Wife as a trans woman from within our own community locally and the broader community nationally. The former Claverick Free Library will become temporary home for the town hall and court building, while 836 State Route 217 Philmont building is demolished and rebuilt. Minor reservations are underway at the former library, the building at the intersection of State Route 9H and 23B. A new wing addition will bring Americans with Disabilities Act compliant bathroom to the building, and a new entrance will bring up code. The state must approve the ADA improvements before the court can move in. The town is hoping to move in by the end of June or in July. The court will be moved to the 1,400 square foot white building, and town meetings will be held in the library as part of the arrangement. The library moved from the white building next door to the former firehouse at 9 State Road near 9H in October of 2019. Connecticut counted more than double the number of ticks through April 30th than it did last year. The increase includes some new species, including the Lone Star tick, Asian longhair tick, and Gulf Coast tick. These newer ticks can transmit a variety of illnesses and cause other medical conditions. The Lone Star tick has been found to cause meat allergies in some people, according to research scientists and passive tick surveillance programs at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station. Experts urge people working or spending extended periods of time outdoors to check for ticks, remove them carefully, and submit them to the state. New York's COVID-19 positivity rate fell below 2% in recent days, leading the governor to announce on Monday a sweeping plan to lift many business restrictions this month. The positive rate was 9.9% on Sunday, up slightly from the 1.5% on Saturday, but still at its lowest since early November. Overall, New York added 23,755 new COVID cases for the week ending Sunday, a drop of 26% from the previous week's tally of over 32,000 new cases. Nationally, COVID cases fell 15% from the week before. New York lawmakers passed a bill to extend eviction protections for tenants affected by COVID-19 pandemic amid growing calls for them to protect landlords from further income losses. Both the COVID-19 Emergency Eviction and Foreclosure Prevention Act of 2020, touted as one of the strongest pieces of anti-eviction legislation in the nation, and the COVID-19 Emergency Protect Our Small Business Act of 2021, meant to provide eviction and foreclosure protection for small businesses, went into effect late in December 2020. And expired on May 1st. The legislature voted yesterday afternoon to extend the programs until August 31st, 2021. As of last Friday, Massachusetts no longer requires people in that state to wear a face covering while outdoors unless they are within 6 feet of a member of another household. Masks still should be worn indoors when in a public place, according to the order signed by the governor. The governor's previous order required all people 5 years old and above to wear a face covering when in any public place. The referendum will take place today. The vote will take place in the town halls of Canaan, Cornwall, Kent, North Canaan, Salisbury, and Sharon. The polls will be open from 12 noon till 8 p.m. today. The question to be voted on, adopted by the Regional School District No. 1 Board of Education, is shall the combined net budget for Regional School District No. 1, Housatonic Valley Regional High School, Pupil Service Center, and Regional School Service Center for the fiscal year 2021-2022 in the amount of $16,026,463 be approved? Vote yes or vote no. Historic District Commission in Salisbury has a meeting coming up today at 9 o'clock. It will be recorded and also uploaded to the Town Hall website. In Kent, Architectural Review Board has their regular meeting. That is coming up today at 5:30. In Cornwall, the Inland Wetlands Watercourse meeting will happen today at 7 p.m. A community outreach meeting is being held at 2 p.m. tomorrow on the North Main Street parking lot in Sheffield, Massachusetts. The proposed outdoor cultivation marijuana establishment is anticipated to be located at 1884 North Main Street in Sheffield. Representatives of the company will provide information on the proposed establishment, including the intended activities, security measures, and efforts towards positively impacting the community. Town of Northeast has a special town board meeting that is coming up tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex. The 70th celebration for National Day of Prayer is May 6. The local meetings for that, North Canaan, 5:30 under the pavilion across from McDonald's, Falls Village, noon at the Town Green, Cornwall, 7 p.m., Pine Street at the Flag, Sharon, noon on the Town Green, if weather is inclement, the Sharon Congregational Church, and in Salisbury at 6 p.m., by the memorials next to Town Hall. If weather is inclement, it'll be held at Salisbury Congregational Church. Sharon Park and Recreation has their next meeting scheduled for May 6. That meeting is set for 6:15. North Canaan Mother's Day 5K will be held Sunday at the North Canaan Town Hall, North Canaan Elementary School. Registration ends on May 6, though, at 11:59. The entry fee is $25, a $245 sign-up fee. To register, runsignup.com/North Canaan Mother's Day 5K. The race begins at 10 a.m. Planning board meeting coming up in Ankrum on the 6th. That is happening at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Berkshire Botanical Gardens 44th annual plant sale is scheduled for May 7th and 8th. It's a harbinger of spring for many in the Berkshires. The event kicks off Friday the 7th with garden members early buying from 9 to noon. The sale is then open to the public Friday from noon to 5 and Saturday from 9 till 5. Admission and parking are free. COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine community clinic being held at Salisbury School, 251 Canaan Road. First dose on May 8th, second dose May 29th. The clinic is open to residents of all Region 1 towns, age 16 and up. Appointments are required. To schedule an appointment, contact Lisa McAuliffe at 860-435-5186 or email lmcauliffe@salisburyct.us. Spring chicken barbecue being put on by the Lakeville Hose Company. Local deliveries upon request. Adults $12, seniors $10, children $6. This is happening Saturday from 4 till 7. The barbecue chicken half, potato salad, baked beans, and dessert will be served drive-through style with takeout meals. For reservations, 860-806-9643. The 31st Annual Taconic Hills Dollars for Scholars Awards Ceremony. This year's event pre-recorded and a link will be posted on their website, taconichills.dollarsforscholars.org, Saturday, May 8th at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Alley Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347 on the web, alleyinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,113.23, the NASDAQ at 13,895.12, and the S&P 500 at 4,192.66. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.